Unit 14, Web 2.0.
Reading passage.
In the early years of the internet, web surfing meant going from site to site and reading what was on each page. Today's web users are much more active. They add content, interact with others, and personalize sites. Site owners are making websites more flexible while encouraging users to participate. This way of experiencing the internet with the user at the center is often called Web 2.0. In the internet's early years, web surfing was mostly passive. Users read pages and followed links. In this model, the site owner was in charge, and visitors took what was offered. Interaction was limited to simple chat rooms and forums. Adding to the problem were slow connection speeds, which made it hard to upload content. In the early 2000s, that model started changing. A huge number of money-losing internet companies disappeared. That opened the door for a new generation of interactive websites. With faster connection speeds, users could easily upload content. Users, instead of site owners, were becoming a site's most important members. The time for Web 2.0 had arrived. The more active users become, the more democratic the web is. Sites like YouTube, for videos, and Flickr, for photos, are built with user-added content. Millions of people write their own blogs. On wiki sites, such as Wikipedia, members add, change, and delete information. And on social networking sites like MySpace and Facebook, people meet and build new communities. Then there are sites like Reddit and Digg, which collect links to online articles. They let users vote for their favorite articles, with the top vote-getters rising to the top. Now that's democracy in action. As people's expectations of the internet have changed, owners have made their sites more interactive. For example, people can change a My Yahoo page to make it look the way they want. Stores like Amazon encourage people to write product reviews. And news sites like CNN run polls asking for people's opinions. All these sites go out of their way to place the user at the center. In some ways, Web 2.0 is not only an experience, it's a lifestyle. As the web becomes more interactive, we don't just use it, we live in it. The net has become like a neighborhood. Around us are friends, favorite shops, and familiar places where we meet and share ideas. As we interact with others and contribute content, we're part of the internet's change and growth.